Speaking in Arabic, Zain al-Abidin Muhammad, one of the Bashir's defense lawyers, says today's proceedings lasted no more than a few minutes. He says the actual court hearings are scheduled to get underway on August 11 in a large courtroom.
Today was just a normal procedural court which includes registration of presence of accused, defense lawyers and the presence of the indictment team as well. So it was a routine procedure.
Al-Bashir was present in court today along with 28 former high-ranking officials also accused of overthrowing the government. Muhammad says the defense team raised an official complaint about the size of the court hall, which could not accommodate all of the suspects and their lawyers due to COVID-19 social distancing procedures.
We noticed that the court hall is not conducive. Social distancing could not be observed by our clients. There were 29 accused present alongside 190 defense lawyers in addition to more than 10 indictment teams.
Al-Bashir, who was ousted from power by military in April 2019 after mass protests across Sudan against his rule, is charged with overthrowing the government of As-Sadiq al-Mahdi in 1989. Muhammad Ali Fazari, a Sudanese writer and the editor-in-chief of the online English newspaper Khartoum Today, describes today's proceedings as historic. He says it sends a clear message that the Sudanese justice system is now becoming independent and will try people who were in the highest positions of the country.
And the other message that for the international community that Sudan is no longer being isolated because of the weak and politicized judiciary systems.
Fazari says he believes none of the accused 190 individuals facing similar charges with al-Bashir can be set free because of the nature of the alleged crimes committed.
30 years of the regime, there are many of atrocities has been committed and many crimes. So this may make them, all of them, under the judiciary and under the laws, and particularly the Sudanese criminal law.
Al-Bashir and five other Sudanese officials were indicted years ago by the International Criminal Court in Hague for alleged war crimes, genocide and crimes against humanity committed in Darfur region. Sudanese officials have said they would hand over Bashir to the ICC, but the Sudanese officials said they would hand over al-Bashir to the ICC, but that has yet to happen. The former president has been jailed in Khartoum since his removal. He also faces charges of undermining the constitution and violating the Armed Forces Act, besides fomenting a coup in 1989. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.